You're listening to WBEZ. On Monday, tens of thousands of students will start classes at Chicago Public Schools. Almost half will not be vaccinated against COVID-19. Yet as the pandemic enters a new phase, the school district is peeling back safety mitigation efforts. WBEZ Sarah Karp is here to talk about what parents and students can expect this coming school year. Sarah, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And Sarah, experts agree that the best way to protect kids against a severe COVID-19 case is getting vaccinated. So where do things stand for CPS kids?
So one thing that we know from city data is that over the summer, not that many new kids got fully vaccinated. And what we know from CPS data is that at the end of last school year in June, only about 55% of students in CPS were vaccinated. But it ranged greatly between schools. At about 80 elementary schools on the South and West Side, less than 20% of students were fully vaccinated. Meanwhile, there were schools on the North Side where almost all the students were fully vaccinated.
And can you tell us how CPS is approaching COVID-19 this year, given that there are such varied vaccination rates?
Well, first of all, they say they're going to continue to try to get students vaccinated through mobile clinics and other events. This is CPS CEO Pedro Martinez at a public event this week.
We want our children in person. We want it to be in a safe way. The best way to accomplish that, families, it is through vaccinations.
But beyond that, the school district, like basically everywhere across the country, is entering a new phase in how COVID is approached. As you'll remember last year, unvaccinated students were told to quarantine if they were a close contact of somebody who tested positive for COVID. This year, the emphasis is really on keeping kids in school and limiting disruptions. So only those who are actually sick or who test positive have to quarantine. This is in line with CDC recommendations, and everyone else is being told just come to school.
But Sarah, you know, we know that kids could get COVID and that could disrupt school. How's the school district going to try to stop the spread?
Well, they're doing two things. One is that if students are a close contact of a positive case, they will have to mask for 10 days. Second, Chicago Public Schools is continuing regular testing of students and staff. Students have to sign up to be a part of the program, even if they had signed up last year to be screened. The CDC recently said that schools and other places could stop these screening programs, but Chicago Public Schools will continue theirs. The city said that they're doing it because it slows the spread of the disease. And the teachers union really wanted them to continue it. And they said that they had to convince the school district to continue it.
You know, I'm glad you brought up the teachers union because last year they were pretty unhappy with the way CPS was managing COVID. How do they feel this year?
Yes. So they were very unhappy. And that came to a head in January when during the Omicron surge, teachers and staff refused to teach in person without a safety agreement. And then kids were out of school for 5 days. The good news is that it looks like an agreement between the CTU and CPS will be finalized in the coming weeks. Zijra Foster is a member of the CTU's executive board. She says teachers and staff realize that the pandemic is moving into a new phase.
The pandemic has definitely taken a toll on just students, families, teachers, communities. And I think folks are looking forward to a school year without so much disruption. Things have changed, but I do also think members just have concerns just to make sure that they are safe and they can go home safe to their families.
So with CTU and CPS in agreement, it should help make the school year more stable. However, there's still danger that COVID could wreak havoc in schools, especially where there's so few kids that are vaccinated. And we're facing the most transmissible form of the virus yet.
Sarah Karp is an education reporter at WBEZ. Sarah, thanks.
Thank you.